From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There was more controversy today over John Kerry's combat service in Vietnam and his anti-war activities after he returned. The Kerry campaign has two new ads denouncing accusations that he lied about his combat record, and it blames the White House for coordinating the attacks. For his part, President Bush today said he opposed all attack ads by independent groups. In a few minutes, we'll lay out what one reporter has been able to find out about the incidents in Vietnam. First, this report from NPR's John McChesney.
The Swift Boat veterans have forced the Kerry campaign to start spending advertising money it had hoped to save for the last 2 months running up to the election. So far, the Kerry campaign has put up two ads responding to the charges that Kerry lied about his combat medals. The first features former Lieutenant Jim Rossman, the man Kerry fished out of the Bayhop River in 1969. Kerry won a Bronze Star for that action, and Rossman says he deserved it. The second Kerry ad goes directly after the Bush campaigns.
George Bush's campaign supports a front group attacking John Kerry's military record. Attacks called smears, lies. Senator McCain calls them dishonest. Bush smeared John McCain 4 years ago. Now he's doing it to John Kerry.
The ad closes with a call for President Bush to denounce the Swift Boat commercials. Under questioning from reporters today, the president said that he objected to all ads put up by independent groups.
That means that ad, every other ad.
The Bush campaign responded to the new Kerry commercial with a letter to television stations airing a new ad saying that the charge against the White House is false and libelous. The letter calls on the stations airing the Kerry ad to set the record straight by saying that there is no evidence that the Bush campaign is behind the Swift Boat veterans. Both the New York Times and the Washington Post have published lengthy reports investigating the Swift Boat veterans' charges and have found that while there are some inconsistencies in Kerry's accounts, the Swift Boat vets have not come up with evidence to prove that Kerry has lied. But according to Kathleen Jamison, the head of the Annenberg Public Policy Center, the Kerry campaign has suffered considerable damage anyway.
This is about casting doubt. You don't have to make the charge stick in order to effectively cast doubt, because Kerry is pivoting the central claims of his candidacy on his war service. If you can cast doubt and just move him a little bit out of the hero category, just a somewhat tarnished hero, still a hero, you gain an advantage.
Meanwhile, the Swift Boat veterans have come out with a second ad, which attacks Kerry's 1971 anti-war testimony before the Senate as a betrayal of all Vietnam veterans. Jamison says the two ads work in tandem.
It's difficult to object to Kerry protesting the war if he's a medal winner from Vietnam. It's much easier to protest if there's some doubt about whether he really deserved those medals.
The Kerry campaign continued its counteroffensive today, presenting three Swift Boat veterans who say they served with Kerry, not in his crew, but on boats near him. Rich Baker, Rich McCann, and Jim Russell said they had remained silent for 35 years, but the Swift Boat veterans' attack ads had angered them. In a conference call with reporters, they said that Kerry was brave, aggressive, and a by-the-book kind of skipper. And over the weekend, another Swift Boat veteran, William Rood, also broke 35 years of silence to support Kerry's version of how he won a Silver Star. Rood is now an editor with the Chicago Tribune. The Bush campaign denounced Rood's article in the Tribune as politically motivated. John McChesney, NPR News.